It's true. This job wears one out. The Blessed Mother knows I've only been doing it in your stead for 2 short years. But I have come to realize what you have been carrying on your shoulders for so long. Claudia Auditore, 1512. Hello, I'm Andrew, and I want to welcome you to Visions of the Past, the podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. This is episode 97, and today we're going to talk about the younger sister of Ezio Auditore, Claudia Auditore. Claudia is usually overlooked in lieu of her older brother, but that doesn't mean she is not an important person within Assassin's Creed. First seen in Assassin's Creed Lineage, a short film where she was played by Davory Jacobs, Claudia got more time in the games Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, where she was voiced by Angela Galappo, along with the novels Assassin's Creed Renaissance and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. While she was only mentioned within Assassin's Creed Revelations, she did show up within the novel of the same name. The final place where we have seen Claudia is the mobile game Assassin's Creed Rebellion. Claudia was born on January 2, 1461 in Florence, Italy, the only daughter to Giovanni and Maria Auditore. Not a lot is known about her younger years, other than her betrothal to Duccio de Luca, which ended in 1476 after her brother Ezio confronted Duccio and confirmed that he was seeing other girls around Florence. It was only a few days later when her home was attacked by Pazzi guards, and her father and two of her three brothers were arrested. When Ezio returned home to find the house turned over, his mother was in shock, and Claudia was hysterical. After deciding to see his father and brothers, Ezio had their housemaid, Annetta, take them to Annetta's sister's house. Maria and Claudia stayed at the home of Paula while Ezio tried to get the rest of their family freed. He was unsuccessful, and Giovanni, Federico, and Petruccio Auditore were all hanged at the Piazza della Signoria on December 29th, 1476. After Ezio murdered Alberto Umberti in revenge, the family left, with Ezio intending to take them all the way to Spain. The family made it to just outside of Monteriggioni when they were attacked by Vieri de Pazzi, part of the de Pazzi family, rivals of the Auditore family. During this fight, the Auditore were saved by Giovanni's brother Mario, and after a small skirmish, Mario made sure they reached the town safely. Once they got there, Mario started to train Ezio to fight, if for no other reason than to be able to protect his family on the trip to Spain. Eventually, Mario convinced Ezio to stay and continue the work that Giovanni was working on as an assassin. While Ezio went all over Italy trying to complete the work, Claudia stayed in Monteriggioni and helped keep track of the town's finances. Over time, the town began to bounce back from the dilapidated state that it was in when Claudia came to town. This included shops being rebuilt and more people coming into the town. Right around 1491, Claudia traveled to Spain with Ezio to help the Spanish assassins consolidate their finances. And in 1499, she traveled to Naples looking to retrieve weapons that were stolen from her family. On this trip, she recorded her first kill by running her dagger through a defeated Armilla Guardo. Finally returning to Monteriggioni sometime before January 1500, because this was when the town was preparing for her birthday that she wanted to surprise Ezio with when he had returned from Rome and his battle with Pope Alexander VI. While Ezio initially declined to answer Claudia when she asked about the Pope's death, she was present when Ezio recounted his time in Rome to their mother, Maria, and their uncle Mario, Niccolo Machiavelli, and Caterina Sforza. The next morning on her birthday, the city was besieged by the Borgia armies under the command of Pope Alexander's son, Cesare. During the siege, she helped get Maria and other villagers out of the city by the underground tunnels that led from the sanctuary underneath the Villa Auditore. Though they were caught by Borgia soldiers, an injured Ezio was able to fend them off and continued with them until they reached the outside of the city. When they were safe, Ezio had stated that the battle had seen Mario killed, and that he intended to go to Rome to fight the Borgia, and that he wanted Claudia and their mother to go back to Florence, where he felt they'd be safe. Both women said they wanted to go and help, but when he said no, they secretly followed him to Rome anyway. When they got to Rome, they found their way to the assassin headquarters on Tiber Island, and met with Machiavelli. He told them that he suspected Ezio to be visiting the courtesans at the Rosa in Fiore, and told them where it was. When they got there, they started talking to the courtesans and found out what was going on. Eventually joined by Ezio, who had just returned from failing to save the brothel's owner, Madonna Solare, from slavers. Her death left the brothel without an owner, and Claudia offered to step in and run the business, as she had experience running Monteriggioni. Ezio, not happy with the choice, told her that if she was going to do it, she'd be on her own. Claudia then told him, very matter-of-factly, that she had been on her own for the last 20 years. After Ezio paid for updates to the Rosa in Fiore, Claudia started searching the city for Caterina Sforza. After gathering the information, Claudia presented it to Ezio and other assassins, helping him decide the next course of action was. For Ezio, that was to assassinate both Cesare and the Pope. Ezio did eventually fail in that mission, but this meant that Claudia continued to be the Madonna of the Rosa in Fiore. And in 1503, she joined another meeting of the assassins, where Ezio laid out his plans to remove the Borgia from Rome. At this time, Claudia had information on a senator who owed Cesare's banker, Juan Borgia, money. On August 1st, Ezio met with Claudia about where to find Senator Idio Troce, and to tell her that he needed the courtesans to take Troce's money to the underground. The girls did end up getting the money, but instead they took the money back to Rosa in Fiore. Little did they know that they were followed by Borgia guards that ended up infiltrating the brothel. These guards didn't know what they were getting into, though, as Claudia promptly dispatched them with nothing but a knife. Shortly after this, Ezio entered the brothel, wanting to protect his family, to find that Claudia had already done that, and promptly exclaimed that it looked like his sister knew how to wield a knife. This exchange made Maria happy, as her two surviving children were back to acting like a family again. 15 days later, Ezio had assassinated both the banker and the Baron de Valois, and called for all the assassins to meet once more at the hideout, including Claudia. It was on that night, August 16th, 1503, that Ezio inducted Claudia into the Assassin Order, and himself was raised to the title of Mentor of the Assassins. The ceremony finished with each assassin, including Claudia, taking a leap of faith from the top of the hideout into the Tiber. Shortly after the death of Pope Alexander, Claudia informed Ezio that George d'Amboise was to meet with Cesare, and then joined Ezio and the other assassins to interrupt the meeting, and after a short skirmish, they saw the arrest of Cesare at the hands of Fabio Orsini and the Papal Guard. Over the next year, Maria grew sick and died from an unknown illness, leaving Claudia devastated and leading the courtesans alone. Shortly after Maria's death, Claudia was captured by a Templar spy named Bruno, who pretended to work for Machiavelli, and told both Machiavelli and Ezio where she was being held. This turned out to be an ambush, but the two assassins were able to hold their own and rescue Claudia. The stress of that year led Claudia to resign as the Madonna of Rosa in Fiore and move back to Florence, living with the local assassin, Paola. Claudia stayed here until Ezio returned from Spain in 1507, when he had Machiavelli ask her to return to Rome. Claudia agreed, having grown to love Rome more than she did of her birthplace. She continued to advise Ezio, and in 1510, when Ezio discovered a letter from her father about the library of Altair, she was left in control of the Italian assassins while he went to Masyaf to find the library. During this time, she handled the declining health of Pope Julius II, and she retrieved a letter from Desiderius Erasmus, warning them of Martin Luther's revolutionary religious thinking and how it could be dangerous. In late 1512, Ezio returned to Rome, introducing Claudia to his wife Sophia. It was then that Claudia informed him that Giovanni di Lorenzo de' Medici, son of the late Lorenzo de' Medici, was close to the papacy, and showed him the letter from Erasmus. During this meeting, Ezio informed Claudia of his intention to resign as mentor, and that he had chosen Ludovico Ariosto as his successor. Claudia, unhappy with his choice, pointed out that he was close to both Alfonso d'Este and his wife, Lucrezia Borgia. But what really upset her was hearing of Ezio's desire to build his own vineyard and start writing. Eventually, Claudia married and stayed with him in Rome, and over time came to enjoy her visits to Ezio's villa in Tuscany, and grew to love his children, Flavia and Marcello, and even became close to Sophia. Anything after her visits, we don't have anything to go on. We don't know how or when she died, or how she even took Ezio's death in 1524. One thing I do find interesting about her life is that the novel of Assassin's Creed Renaissance states Claudia married a captain in Mario's mercenary army and became pregnant with his child, but the only time it's ever mentioned again is at the end of the Revelation novel, when Ezio states that she'd been married twice. Also, Renaissance states that she was living in a convent with her mother for the most part, but that is never mentioned again either. This most likely comes down to Ubisoft not giving a full scope of the story they plan to tell to the writer of the novel, Oliver Bowden. While the novel was good, it focuses on Ezio's life and gets that fairly close to the events of Assassin's Creed 2, but it doesn't fully go into depth on what the characters outside of Ezio was doing at that time. So you have a lot of inconsistencies like that. I like Claudia as a character. I wish we got more of her, actually. She's strong-willed, intelligent, and very capable as both a businesswoman and as an assassin. She's dutiful to her family, almost to a fault, as seen by her searching for weapons in Naples and by wanting to help Ezio in Rome. I think it's fair to say that she's one of the biggest reasons the Brotherhood didn't fall apart when Ezio went to Masyaf and then to Constantinople. Thinking about it, I think she would have been a great use in Brotherhood of Venice instead of Ezio, if for no other reason than Ezio has been overused within the series, and we could have used that game to fill out Claudia's life and show us what she had been up to. But what are your thoughts on Claudia Auditore's life? Let me know over on Twitter at visions_AC. I want to thank you for joining me today. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. If you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. If you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, I'd love for you to buy me a cup of coffee at bit.ly/visions_coffee. If you have any questions about Assassin's Creed or topics that you'd like me to cover, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Instagrams at visions_AC, or you can check out my TikTok at Visions of the Past Podcast. And you can find those links in the show notes below. I also want to give you a little heads up. Keep a lookout on my social media as we're going to formally announce the plans for the 2-year celebration and for 100 episodes. But until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed. And to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.